Eileen in Victoria, BC says, my experience has been that there's a certain kind of attentiveness and even a sense of patient expectancy in unknowing. Should it feel more passive than that? So this is an interesting question. So she's describing a way that she's experienced practicing not knowing or being in the unknown, which is that there's this attentiveness there and a kind of patient expectancy, and wondering whether that's like too active and engaged for what we're pointing to. So I think what I would say is it could be experienced that way. And in fact, that could be a dimension of what it's like to do this practice. You know, we could all sit here right now with a kind of just, if I just even took what you said and we could turn it into a practice for a moment and say, okay, let's all just be here and just be attentive, or just being here and being attentive. And we're bringing a kind of patient expectancy to this moment, which is kind of it's a nice description of being kind of on the edge of the unknown, being interested in what might emerge from the unknown, but she's saying patient, so we're not being, you know, we're not trying to force something to happen. That's what I hear in patient expectancy, not trying to force, just allowing each moment to emerge into the next. And, you know, the expectancy, I guess, is it's a kind of, you could say that's a kind of interest, it's a kind of open, receptive, but a little more than receptive, right? It's a little more active. So we could just sit here in that, and there would be that is a kind of unknowing, right? Because we're not grasping at the known, we're not trying to know anything, we're really here for this moment as it is, available to it as it is. So that all feels like a practice of unknowing. So I think that's fine. And it also might not be that way. You know, we could be doing this practice of unknowing, and we could kind of just literally, you know, some of the practices we did today, you know, just like at the beginning, Jeff just said, just step into the part of you that has no idea, step into the part of you that knows nothing. And that can just be a radical leap into the unknown. That is, this actually ties back to what Diana was pointing to in that discussion Jeff had a few moments ago around her questions, which is there's a dimension of awakening. And one of the radical challenges of spiritual awakening and of this practice is that, you know, it can take you to a place of profound self-forgetting, or like there's a dimension of this where you disappear, in meaning that any sense you have of yourself, or any self-reference at all, or measuring or know, this is what kind of what Jeff was getting at in that his last teaching here about any ability to measure where you're at, or know how you're doing, or know whether you're free, goes away. And there's literally just experience and response. There's just freedom happening. There's not me knowing how free I am, or me delighting in how profound it is, or me referencing anything about it. And we're not saying it has to always be that way, or that's the ultimate preferred experience, but it's one of the dimensions of awakening that human beings find so frightening and challenging is that we don't want to disappear. You know, we don't want to kind of be erased from the equation. The little ego self that's always gets to look at itself in the mirror and have a sense of accomplishment and have a sense that I know how I'm doing and that I know I'm going to be able to find my way back. And that whole piece is something we have to be willing to let go of and go and ultimately transcend and be disappeared. And experience what that, you know, what that's like. And so All that is just to say, in terms of your question, Eileen, it's just, it can completely be what you said, and it can completely be other things too. And so, you know, we don't know. And the relationship to all experience in this is, I don't know.